那对他们来讲是一个很大冲击的时候，他们就很生气。
So when these men encountered a very impassable situation, they became very angry.
我们并不是说他们没有理由生气。
I am not saying that they have no right to be angry.
可是生气可以解决事情吗？
But can anger resolve any problems?
还有他们处理的方式对吗？
And how they wanted to resolve the problems,
would it work? 他们对他们生气。
They got angry.
这个不对的。
This is wrong.
当初他们自己来跟随大卫的。
And they were the ones who decided to follow David.
那个情势不是大卫自己可以控制的。
This problem was not something David could control.
所以这些人的暴躁是错误的。
So the anger of these men was wrong.
我们在家庭里面也是一样。
In our family, it's the same.
在教会里面也是一样。
And the church is the same.
在我们的职场，我们的职业的这个，我们的事业上也是一样。
And in the world, it's the same.
其实暴躁、焦急有时候并不能真的解决事情。
Our anger can rarely solve any problems.
我们来讲到另外一个人。
Let's talk about the other type of person.
当发生这个事情的时候
，When they encounter this problem,
我们发现啊，有另外一种不同的状况。
We will find that there's another way of reacting to the problem.
就是大卫。
Which is David.
其实大卫也可以像这些人一样。
David could have been like these other men.
他的妻子也不见，他的儿子也不见，他所有的财产都不见啊。
His wives, his children, his possessions were all gone.
好，你们今天对我都对，很简单，我也不怕你啦。
You are all angry at me. That's fine. I'm not afraid of you.
要拼，大家来拼，我还不一定会输你们呢。
You think you can be angry at me? You can attack me, but you'll never defeat me.
如果大卫也是这样想，就糟糕了。
If David thought like this, there would have been a bigger problem.
两方面就打起来了。
These two sides would have fought.
到最后谁胜利啊？
And who would have won?
亚玛力人胜利了。
The Amalekites would have won.
因为真的没有追兵了，因为这些追兵全死光了，自己打死了。
Because there would be no army left to fight them.
可是大卫根本没有这样做。
But David did not do this.
当大卫遇到的时候，他怎么做呢？
So when David encountered this problem, how did he react?
为什么后来他们的妻子儿女可以救回来？
How was it that they were able to recover their wives and their children?
我们看撒母耳记上30章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
第六节。
Verse
6. 30章第六节。
1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6.
大卫甚是焦急，因众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却倚靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。其实大卫不是不焦急的，那自己的妻子儿女什么都不见了，不焦急不可能啊。
David was also distressed along with his men because his wives and his children were all taken captive.
甚至这些人要把他打死啊。
And these people wanted to kill him.
可现在问题要解决啊。
But the problem needs to be resolved.
那现在怎么办呢？
So what can he do?
为什么大卫可以不生气？
So why was David able to control his anger?
其实这下以下这一段所记载大卫用什么方式来解决这个问题。
And the latter half of this verse told us how David went to solve this problem.
这个地方讲到大卫心里坚固。
Here David strengthened his heart.
遇到这样子的改变，为什么可以心里坚固？
And how was he able to strengthen himself?
他做了三个动作。
He did three things.
第一个动作。
Firstly,
大卫倚靠神。
Number one, he relied on God.
圣经上说大卫倚靠神，所以他心里坚固。
The Bible tells us he relied on God, therefore he was able to strengthen himself.
什么叫做倚靠神？
What does it mean to rely on God?
将注意力集中在神的身上。
That we put ourselves, give our problems to God.
一般人在发生事情的时候，我们会将注意力集中在要处理的这个事身上。
So when most people encounter problems, they put their energy into trying to solve this problem.
我就是遇到这样的事情嘛。
So we have to fix this problem.
当然，我当然要看待这，我不要把我的精神集中在这个事上，然后想应该怎么解决这个事情嘛。应该本来就是这样嘛。
I am going to put all my efforts and my thought mind into finding a solution to this problem.
可是一个基督徒不是这样。
But a Christian is not like this.
大卫是一个依靠神的人，他也不是这样。
David is a man who relies on God. He does not think like this.
大卫怎么做呢？
What did David do?
圣经上记载他依靠神。
The Bible tells us he relied on God.
他不是把这个自己的注意力集中在处理这个事身上。
He didn't focus his efforts on trying to solve this problem.
他把注意力集中在神身上。
He focuses his effort on God.
他依靠神。
He relied on God.
神啊，我遇到这样事情。
Lord, I've encountered this problem.
我要依靠你。
I will rely on you.
因为他依靠神。
Because he relied on God.
这个所建立的基础是我们知道神是全能的神。
We know that our God is an almighty God.
神创造这个世界。
He created the universe.
神是一切的主宰。
He is the master of everything.
神是历史的主。
He is the master of history.
Of... 神也是未来的主。
He is the master of the past and the future.
神有绝对的全能可以帮助我们。
He has the power to help us.
是站在这个位置上。
He stands at this position.
我们每一个人都要站在这个位置上来依靠神的。
We must stand to rely on God.
当你知道你所依靠的神是一个全能的神的时候
，Once you realize that the God is the most is a powerful God,
你自然就会刚强了。
You will be strengthened.
你就不怕了。
You will not be afraid.
真的是这样啊。
This is true.
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
为什么很多人他遇到困难的时候，他可以非常冷静
？So why is it that when people encounter problems, some can be at peace?
他不害怕吗
Are they not afraid?
他当然害怕。
Of course they are afraid.
他不焦急吗？他当然焦急。
Are they not distressed? Of course they're distressed.
可是他依靠神。
But they rely on God.
当一个人真的能够依靠神的时候
，When a man is truly able to rely on God,
他就可以得到力量。
He will receive strength.
因为他得到力量
，Because he receives strength,
所以他就可以得救。
He is able to be saved.
我们看以赛亚书三十章第十五节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。这个地方讲说啊，今天我们。在面对这个世界上所有问题的时候
，So this verse tells us when we encounter problems in this world.
比如说，当初以赛亚先知在讲到这一段经文
，When the prophet Isaiah spoke of this verse,
是在讲到以色列人将要发生的事情。
He spoke of the things that the Israelites will encounter.
神说啊，以后以色列人会遇到很大的灾难。
God told the Israelites that they will face great problems in the future.
可是他们遇到这些灾难的时候，会到处去寻求帮助。
And when they encounter these problems, they're going to look around them for a solution.
可是却不安静来依靠天上的真神。
But they will not rest their hearts and rely on God.
所以神说你们得救在乎归回安息。
So the Lord tells them to return and rest.
什么叫做安息？
What it means to be at rest?
其实在原来的意思是安静的意思。
It means to be at peace.
你遇到事情的时候，你要先安静。
When you first encounter problems, you must be quiet.
你要先归回到神这边来。
You must first return to God.
对你很心里很乱。
Yes, your heart is in great distress.
因为各项的消息一直过来。
Because all these problems are coming at you.
这些消息都是不好的。
And these news is very bad.
可是你要将你的脸转向耶稣，转向神。
But you must turn your face to God.
那安静。
And be at rest.
那你怎么得到力量？
And how will you receive strength?
要平静安稳。
And you must be in quietness and confidence.
平静就是宁静的意思。
To be at quietness is to be quiet.
也是跟安静是大概一样的道理。
It's similar to being at rest.
而且要信靠。
And you must have confidence.
安稳就是有信靠的意思。
And when you have peace, you have confidence.
今天我们要怎么样得到力量？
And how can you receive strength?
要安静。
You must be quiet.
要脸向神。
You must turn your face to God.
要相信神。
And you must believe in God.
这种人才能真正得到力量。
This type of person will receive strength.
所以我们在这个世界上遇到任何事情的时候，我们要依靠神，像大卫一样。
So when we encounter problems in this world, we must turn to God like David.
他的妻子儿女不见了。
His wives and children are gone.
跟随他的人还要把他打死。
And his followers want to kill him.
他居然可以非常镇定。
He could be very angry.
他可以把每一件事情都处理那么好。
He can not fix all his problems.
应该一开始他就是。依靠神的。
But in the very beginning, he relied on God.
刚才我有小弟来美国，有些弟兄姐妹就问说，小弟为什么当传道
？So when I first came to the United States, many members asked me, Pastor, why did you want to be a minister?
当一个传道不是那么容易啊。
Becoming a minister is not very easy.
尤其在传道养成的阶段当中。
So before I became a minister.
小弟啊，在当传道在读神学院的这那三年当中啊。
So during the 3 years, when I was studying to be a minister.
我们那一届有八个神学生。
And I had eight people in my class.
事实上我们那一届有13个弟兄去考神学院呐。
So when there were 13 of us that went and took the test to be theological student.
后来录取十个。
And in the end, it narrowed it down to 10.
后来这如期毕业的有八个。
And only 8 of those 10 graduated.
其中有一个只读三天就走了。
There was one person who studied 3 days then left.
这是三年里面没有一个我们同学包括小弟自己没有一个人没有哭过。
All the students, including myself, cried.
因为神给我们很多很多的考验。
Because many, because God gave us a lot of tests.
大大小小的考验。
Big and small trials.
要当一个传道，不是只要懂圣经。
To become a minister is not just to understand the Bible.
当一个传道要懂生命。
To understand to become a minister, you must understand life.
因为你懂生命。
Because you understand life.
再加上圣灵的帮助。
And through with the help of the Holy Spirit.
再加上一些工具的协一些帮助。
And the help from your fellow workers,
我们就会对神更了解。
We will have a better understanding of God.
我记得我刚开始当刚开始读神学院的时候，就跟我家人这样讲啊。
When I first studied theology, I told my family members.
啊，说只要我回家，我们就来做家庭的聚会。
When I come home, we will have a family service.
当然，我们家人都同意了。
So everybody in our family agreed.
所以每次呢，只要我回到家，我们就有家庭聚会。
Whenever we return home, we will have family service.
那有一次啊，我回到家了。
One time when I went home.
啊，我太太啊，我昨天有讲到我太太很疼我嘛，对不对
？Yeah, yesterday I told that my wife loves me very much.
真的、哦，不管我多晚回家，不管我多晚半夜回家，或者是不管几点，半夜两点回家，半夜一点回家，晚上十点回到家，不管了、啊、哈。
So regardless of what time I came home, whether it's at midnight, one or two in the morning.
我的门都是我太太帮我开的。
It's my wife who opens the door for me.
然后她都会问我，哎，你要喝什么茶
？And then my wife would ask me, what type of tea would you like to drink?
太太真的对我很好啊。
My wife treats me very well.
那我回家我习惯先喝一杯茶。
So when I come home, it's very my custom to drink tea.
然后开始做我的事情。
Then I would do my work.
那天当然是先喝茶嘛。
So I would drink my tea.
哎，然后我就说，那我们来家庭聚会。
So then I said, let's have a family service.
我一讲家庭聚会哦，是四个字哦。
So I told them, let's have family service.
那时候我女儿才生出来不多久啊。
Then at that time, it was my daughter was just recently born.
哇，她就一直哭啊。
Then my wife began to cry.
我就问我太太说是她肚子饿吗？还是说她尿布打啊这个湿了了？还是她生病啊？
Then my daughter began to cry, and my wife wondered, was it because she's hungry, or because her diaper was dirty?
她说都没有啊，刚吃啊，然后没有、啊、那个她的尿布也刚换啊，那也没生病啊。
And then and my wife said, I don't know. I just fed her and I just cleaned her.
那她就是突然间就哇，就是一直哭啊。
But my daughter continued to cry.
那我妈妈就慌了，我的妈妈就心就慌了。
So my mom's became very worried.
然后呢，她就赶快起来，就我就不知道她干什么，她就是跑进那个房间里面了。
So my mom went into my daughter's room.
然后她又出来跟我讲说，当爸爸的人，孩子生病，还不赶快去找医生，还在那边坐。
Then she told me, look at your husband. Why isn't he taking care of his daughter when she's sick?
他是跟我讲的。
Oh, I'm sorry. My mom told me like, why aren't you with your daughter looking for a doctor when she's sick?
然后我就想，对啊，是应该去看医生。
Then I thought, yeah, it's true. I should go look for a doctor.
那我太太当然就起来赶快去换衣服嘛，对不对
？So my wife went and changed her clothes.
可是我就觉得怪怪的嘞。
But then I felt uncomfortable.
不对啊。
This is wrong.
我刚回来的时候，女儿好好的啊。
When I got home, my daughter was healthy.
她还没生病。
She was not sick.
她也不是肚子饿。
She was not hungry.
也没怎么样，也那个尿布也是干的。
And her diaper was clean.、
不对。
So something's not right.
我就跟我妈妈说了。
So I told my mom.
啊，对，请问两位先不要慌啊，先不要慌。
So I told them, don't change your clothes.
我不是拒绝说，我不是说不要去看医生。
I'm not saying we're not going to see a doctor.
我们可不可以先祷告哈、
哦、？Let us pray first.
我们祷告，然后祷告完，如果要去看医生，我们再去看医生，这样可以吗
？So let us pray first, and then after we pray, if we still need to go to the doctor, we will go.
我第一个反应是。应该是神的考试的。
So my first thought is that this must be a trial from God.
当一个传道，你有没有信心呢
？As a minister, do you have faith?
你以后要当传道的呢
？You are going to be a pastor.
哎，没有跟你演习一下，你又不知道怎么样依靠神。
If I don't give you a trial, how can I know that? How can I teach you to rely on God?
我们就祷告。
So we prayed.
大概祷告了应该至少十几分钟。
So we prayed for about 10 minutes.
很奇妙。
But in miraculously,
我跟主耶稣说了。
I told God.
主啊，我是一个。未来要当传道的人。
Lord, I am going to be your minister.
那我们家里面都是服侍神的。
And as a family, we serve you together.
求主耶稣，你借着这个事情让我们有信心了。
Lord, through this situation, please give us faith.
哎，非常奇妙。
And miraculously,
当我们祷告完了,
after we finished praying,
我说, Amen,
after we said Amen,
诶, 我女儿不哭了,
my daughter stopped crying. And she began to smile.
非常奇妙啊,
and it was very miraculous.
也没有病啊,
there was no sickness.
我就跟我妈妈说, 那还要去医院吗?
Then I asked my mom, should we still go to
她看一看,
the hospital?
都没怎么样啊。
And she looked at her daughter.
那就不要去了,
她,
不要, 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 不要。
There was no reason to go to the doctor.
其实这是一个很小很小的一件事情啊。
Even though this was a very small matter.
其实我们从很小很小的事情上就可以来学习来依靠天上的真神。
But it's through these small matters we can learn how to rely on our Heavenly Father.
当我们真的遇到事情的时候我们要怎么处理。
And when we encounter a big problem, we know how to react.
当然我们会害怕我们会紧张啊当然会啊。
Of course we're going to be afraid and we're going to be nervous.
谁不会害怕紧张啊
?Who isn't afraid and anxious?
大家都会害怕紧张啊。
Everybody's going to be afraid and anxious.
可是当我们害怕紧张的时候我们要怎么做啊
But when we become afraid and anxious, what are we going to do?
我们不要把神忘了。
Let's not forget about God.
我们有神啊。
We have God.
我们看事情的时候啊，我们要从神的，从神这样看过去。
When we encounter our problems, we must approach this problem through the viewpoint of God.
我们先不要直接去看到这个事情。
Let's not just see the problem.
我们要借着神去看到这个事情。
We must look at it through God's eyes.
就好像眼，就好像近视眼一样啊。
Like a person who is nearsighted.
啊，就是说。比如说，一个人如果近视眼的话，他远的地方看不清楚的了。
Like a person who is myopic, he cannot see the distance.
所以他很想，如果说他没有戴眼镜，他很想要看事情，把事情看清楚，他会看不清楚。
So without his glasses, he cannot see things that are far away very clearly.
可是他当他借着这个眼镜的镜片看出去的时候，他就可以看得很清楚。
But once he wears his glasses, he can see clearly.
因为眼镜可以帮他调焦距。
Because his glasses will help him focus.
今天我们在这个世界上遇到事情的时候也是一样啊。
When we encounter problems in this world, we should be the same.
当我们遇到事情的时候，我们知道说明天会发生什么事吗？
When we encounter a problem, do we know what's going to happen the next day?
我们知道说未来要怎么发展吗？
Do we know what's going to happen in the future?
我们不知道啊。
We don't know.
我们当然要去解决这个问题啊。
Of course, we need to solve this problem.
可是当我们从神的角度先看到神再去看到这个事情的时候跟你直接去看那个这个事情是不一样的
But when we look at this problem through the eyes of God it's very different than just viewing the problem alone
常常我们借着主耶稣先看到主耶稣再看到这个事情 你的理解就会不同
When we see the problem through Jesus we will see the solution differently
所以曾经有些教会发生一件事情
So when we have encountered problems in the church
然后很多职务人员就跟小弟讲
So many other church board members would tell me
说传道们不能明白
And the ministers cannot understand
传道我们没有办法顺服
Minister, we cannot solve this problem peacefully
我心里这样想
So in my heart, I think
你不能明白是因为你没有借着神看到这件事情
You do not understand this problem because you don't see it through the eyes of God
我看得很清楚啊
I see it very clearly
我不觉得有什么不明白
I understand what's going on.
因为你不顺服。
It's because you're not submissive.
所以你就没有办法安静。
So, and therefore you're not able to be at peace.
因为你没有办法安静。
Because you are not able to be quiet.
所以你就没有办法把事情处理得很好。
And therefore you are not able to solve this problem.
所以你知道依靠神有多重要。
So you can see how important it is to rely on God.
如果我们今天所拜的这位主耶稣是假的，只是安慰我们。
If the Jesus that we believe in is false and it's only here, they're here to comfort us.
那就是另外一回事嘛，哈，就是说那只是一种安慰。
Then it's another issue. It's just he's just there to comfort us.
可是我们知道主耶稣是真的。
But we know that Jesus is real.
我们也知道主耶稣就是天上的真神。
We know that Jesus is the true God in heaven.
我们知道说这位真神就是创造宇宙万物的真神。
We know this true God is the creator of the universe.
没有任何一件事是不能处理的。
There is no situation that he cannot fix.
所以我们就知道说我们依靠他是有根有基的。
So we know the person we believe in has power and has ability.
大卫是站在这个基础上，所以他可以坚定。
It is because David stood at this position that he was able to see the solution.
大卫不是只有依靠神而已。
David did not only rely on God.
依靠神，大家用嘴巴讲啊。
David, to rely on God is something everybody can say with their mouth.
你要依靠神啊，你要依靠神，这大家都会讲。
Everybody can say rely on God, rely on God.
依靠神是要动作的。
To rely on God requires action.
从你心里面发出依靠神的心。
Your reliance on God begins with your heart.
然后接下来你要动作。
And it ends with your actions.
那大卫怎么做呢?
So what did David do?
我们看回来撒母耳记上30章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
第七节。
Verse 7.
撒母耳记上三十三第七节。
First Samuel chapter 30 verse 7。
大卫对亚西米的儿子祭司亚比亚他说：“请你将以弗德拿过来。”亚比他就将以弗德拿到大卫面前。第八节。
Verse 8。
大卫求问神说：“我追赶敌军，追得上追不上呢？”耶和华说：“你可以追，必追得上，都救得回来。”这个地方讲到大卫的动作。
So in verse 7 and 8, it records the actions that David took.
大卫头脑很清楚。
It was very clear.
我的东西丢掉了，我第一件事要做什么？
I lost all my possessions. What should I do?
找回我的东西啊。
I need to find what I find my possessions.
那怎么办？
So what should I do?
当然去警察局报案啊。
Of course, I need to go to the police.
如果小偷已经跑了嘛，对不对？
Especially if the thieves ran away.
这个动作是正确的吗？
This is the correct action.
可是在神的国度里面，这个动作是不正确的。
But in the kingdom of God, this is not the right thing to do.
你要先跪下来祷告。
The first thing you must do is kneel down and pray.
大卫的妻子儿女不见了。
David lost his wives and children.
这些人要打死他。
And his men were going to stone him.
你第一件事要做什么？
What's the first thing you're going to do?
赶快带他们去找嘛。
Of course, to take your men to find
them. 转移注意力嘛。
It's to pursue after those people took
your... 去解决这个事情嘛。
To solve this problem.
对不对？应该是这样嘛。
That is the right thing, correct?
大卫没有这样做啊。
But this is not what David did.
大卫说，先祷告，先祷告。
Then what David said was, let's first pray.
我们先向天上的真神祷告。
Let us pray to the true God in heaven.
所以他就叫祭司啊，亚比亚他将以弗德拿过来。那个以弗德是祭司在求问神，在服侍神的时候穿的一件好像背心的东西。
So David asked Abithar the priest to bring the ephod, which is a garment that the priest wore to inquire from God.
他们在向神求问的时候就是用这种东西。他这以弗德啊，前面有两个，一个叫乌林，一个土民。
So in the ephod was a special garment the priest wore to ask to inquire from God.
然后呢，这个是一种祷告的一个他们一那时候祷告应该有的装备啊。
So this is the what they must wear and the attitude they must have when they ask from God.
那大卫就求问神了。
So David asked God.
我可以敌其实哈，在英文里面不错，就英文它翻的是两个问句，本来在原文里面就是两个问句。
So in the English translation, it has a good translation because David asked for two things.
你看大卫是怎么问的？
So let's see how did David ask them.
大卫问的第一句是：“我可以追赶敌军吗？”
So David first asked, "Shall I pursue this?"
你不觉得大卫很好玩吗？
So don't you think this is David is kind of a curious person?
我的妻子儿女被抓走了，我不追赶了。
So my wives and children have been captured. Shouldn't I pursue them?
我当然要追赶啊。
Of course I'm going to pursue them.
可是他怎么样向神祷告啊？
But how did David pray to God?
大卫为什么会得神的喜悦啊？
Why did David receive the pleasure of God?
他第一句要怎么问？
So what was the first question David asked?
我可以追吗？
Can I pursue them?
哎呀，他怎么这样问啊？
How can David ask this question?
大卫啊，你搞不清楚状况，但你要问神说神啊，我怎么追啦？不是要问说我可不可以追啦
？David, aren't you thinking clearly? Why do you need to ask God to ask God for permission to pursue the enemy?
大卫就是这样求。
But this is how David asked.
对神绝对的尊重。
This is because he put God as the first priority.
他说神啊，我可以追吗
？He asked, Lord, can I pursue them?
那我追得上追不上啊？
And then David asked him, "Should I overtake them?"
其实我们不用太担心神会怎么回应。
We should not be too concerned about how God will answer us.
天上的这位真神是怜悯的主。
Our God in heaven is a merciful God.
他帮助凡敬畏他的人。
He will help those who love him.
你想大卫遇到这样的事情，神不会帮助他吗
？Do you doubt that God will help David?
神会说你不要追吗
？Will God ever say, "Don't pursue them"?
大卫问这个问题是多余的吗
？Is the question that David asked is a big question？
其实不是。
It's not a big no, it's not。
那个是大卫对神的一种倚靠。
This is how David relies on God。
那神怎么样回应他呢
？And how did God respond to him？
他问了两项，对不对
？So so David asked two questions。
神给他三个回答。
And God gave him three answers。
神说你可以去追。
God said, pursue them.
回答他第一个问题。
So he answered his first question.
接着回答他第二个问题。
So, and God answered David's second question.
你也追得到。
that you shall overtake them.
罪的道 不一定救得回来。
But if you overtake them, doesn't mean you're going to recover your possessions.
大卫没有问追得回来追不回来。
God did not, David did not ask him if I will recover his possessions.
神跟他讲，你都救得回来，你全部都会救回来。
And God answered them, you will recover all that you lost.
我跟你讲，神永远比你周到了。
So I tell you, God has a better plan for you.
神永远想的比你还要多啊。
That God will think through things more clearly than you will.
我们没有想到的，神都帮我们想好了。
The things that we have not thought about, God will plan for you.
神不知道这些人需要吗？
Does not God knows what these people need.
神知道啊。
Of course God knows.
所以神是安慰他们啊，你都救得回来了。
So that's why God comforted them by saying that you will recover everything.
这个是大卫的求问。
This is David's plea to God.
今天我们依靠神。
So today we rely on God.
可是我们在跟神祷告的时候，我们怎么祷告？
But when we pray to God, how do we pray?
这边教导我们是一种完全尊重的祷告。
This tells us how to offer a perfect prayer.
今天我们有时候我们也不知道怎么做啊。
Today we do not know what to do.
所以雅各书怎么说？
So what did the book of James tell us?
我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to the first chapter of the book of James.
雅各书第一章第五节。
James chapter 1 verse 5.
这个昨天晚上我们好像 有读到这一段。
Yeah, we've read this verse last night.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，可应当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神，主必赐给他。什么叫做缺少智慧？
So what does it mean to lack wisdom?
不是说这个人笨笨的，不是这个意思啦。
It's not to imply that this person is dumb.
而是当你遇到有些事情你想不通。
But it means that when you encounter a problem, you can't think through it clearly.
或者你根本不知道怎么处理。
Or you don't even have an idea how to solve this problem.
这个就是缺少智慧嘛。
This means to lack wisdom.
因为我不知道为什么会这样。
Because I don't know what happened.
我也不知道以后要怎么处理。
I don't know how to fix this problem.
那你就要求神。
So you must rely on God.
求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神。
To ask on the God who will, the Almighty God.
主就被帮助我们。
And God will rely on, will help you.
所以今天我们遇到这件事情的时候，我们依靠神，接着我们要求问神。
So when we encounter a problem, we must ask God and rely on Him.
当我们求问神的时候，我们要用谦卑、完全交托的心来求问。
And when we pray to God, we must pray with an obedient and submissive heart.
神不会笑我们傻。
God will not treat us foolishly.
我们不求问才是傻。
We are only foolish if we do not ask from Him.
只要我们求问，神是后世与众人的神。
We must ask from the God who can, who will help us.
神自然会帮助我们。
God will help us.
那求问了以后呢？
And after we pray,
大卫跟神求问。
After David prayed,
神告诉他，你全部都救了回来。
God told David, you will recover everything.
有没有，神有没有跟他讲，你的敌人在哪里？有没有？
Did God tell David where his enemies were?
其实大卫不知道他的敌人在哪里哦。
So David did not know where his enemies were lying.
可是当神跟他说，你全部都救得回来。
But God told David, you will recover everything.
圣经上怎么记载？
And so what did the Bible record?
我们看回来撒母耳记上30章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
30章第九节。
Chapter 30 verse 9.
于是大卫和跟随他的600人来到比索西，有不能前去的就留在那里。这个地方啊，讲到说，当他们求问完神以后，他们就已经在比索西了。
So when David went and asked from God, it records that there were men with him. They were at the brook of Besor.
这段记载在告诉我们什么事情？
What does this verse tell us?
当他们求问神以后，神回答他们完全的相信。
So it tells us that after they pray to God and God answered their prayer, these men believed.
虽然他们不知道敌人在哪里。
They didn't know where the men were.
神没有告诉他们说他们敌人往哪里去。
God did not tell them where their enemies were staying.
虽然他们还不知道正确的方向。
They don't even know what direction to go.
他们就出发了。
But they still pursued them.
因为神说的啊。
Because God said.
他们完全的相信，他们就出发。
So they believed and they went.
其实喜格拉到比索西有一段路哦。
So there are many roads leading out of the city of Ziklag.
所以说基本上他们是完全的相信。
So they wholeheartedly have faith in God.
完全没有怀疑。
They did not have any doubt.
神回答他们马上就行动。
God responded to them and they immediately took action.
今天我们是一样。
We must be the same.
当我们求告神的时候，
When we ask from God,
神给我们智慧。
God gave us wisdom.
有时候神借着传道者，借着讲道的人，有时候借着祷告的感动，有时候借着圣经，让我们知道我们该怎么做。
So either through the minister, through the sermons, through the Bible, God tells us what we must do.
告诉我们神的方法。
It tells us what actions we must do.
告诉我们应该往哪个方向去。
It tells us what direction we must go.
每一个人都会愿意这样做吗？
Does everybody do this action?
没有。
No.
我发现没有。
I found that no.
一个没有信心的人没有办法真的这样做。
A person without faith will not do this.
这是极件极困难的事情。
This is how difficult our situations can be.
这是极大的信心哦。
This requires great faith.
你一开始是依靠神没有问题，这是一种从心里面发出来的。
Yes, we rely on, in the beginning, our hearts, we rely on God.
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我也愿意。
And I agree.
所以我跟神求问。
So I ask from God.
我跟神祷告。
And I pray to God.
可是那个结果跟我的想的不太一样。
But the answer and what I hope for is different.
不是每个人都愿意追寻哦。
Because not everybody will get, what the answer that they want.
你说，传道，如果说神亲自告诉我，我就愿意追寻啊。
But, you know, Pastor, if God clearly tells me the answer, I will do it.
神亲自告诉我们就会追寻吗？
But if God really does give us a clear answer, will we really do what He asks?
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
在南朝犹大国被灭亡的时候啊。
When the southern kingdom of Judah was destroyed.
那时候耶路撒冷城已经被破了。
The city of Jerusalem was destroyed.
那时候啊，耶利米先知啊还在。
And at the time, the prophet Jeremiah was there.
那时候约哈那啊带领剩下来的人啊来找耶利米先知。
And at the time, those who remained in Jerusalem came and found Jeremiah.
我们来看这个耶利米书四十二章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 42.
有一个人叫做约哈难。
There was a man called Johanan.
我们来看啊四十二章第一节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 1.
众军长和加利亚的儿子约哈难，并何沙雅的儿子耶撒尼亚，以及众百姓，从最小的到至大的，都进前来。第二节。
Verse 2.
对先知耶利米说：“求你准我们在你面前祈求，为我们这剩下的人祷告耶和华你的神。我们本来众多，现在剩下的极少。”这是你亲眼看见的第三节。
Verse 3.
因为耶和华你的神指示我们所当走的路，所当做的事。这个地方啊，讲到说，那时候剩下来在耶路撒冷城的人啊，由约哈难带头来找耶利米啊。
So these verses tell us that Johanan brought the remnants of the city of Israel to Jeremiah.
那求这个耶利米先知啊，向神祈求，来知道说他们接下来要怎么做。
And they came to Jeremiah to ask him to pray to God to find out what God wants them to do.
后来神就跟他们讲话啦。
So God told them.
神说不要怕。
So do not be afraid.
我们来看这个第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
不要怕你们所怕的巴比伦王耶和华说不要怕他，因为我与你们同在，要拯救你们脱离他的手。第十二节。
Verse 12.
我要使他发怜悯，好怜悯你们，叫你们归回本地。十三节。
Verse 13.
倘若你们说我们不住在这地，以致不听从耶和华你神的话，说十四节
，verse 14，
我们不住在这地，却要进入埃及地，在那里看不见征战，听不见脚声，也不至无时挨饿，我们必住在那里。十五节
，verse 15，
你们所剩下的犹大人啊，现在要听耶和华的话，万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说：你们若要定义进入埃及地，在那里寄居。十六节
，verse 16，
你们所惧怕的刀剑在埃及地必追上你们。你们所惧怕的饥荒在埃及地要紧紧的跟随你们，你们必死在那里。神有回答他们了，而且亲自回答他们了。
So God answered them very clearly.
他说你们要住在这个地方。
You must stay here.
在第十节说，你们住在这个地方，我就会建立你们。
In verse 10 it tells you, if you stay here, I will remember you.
我会让巴比伦王怜悯你们。
I will have the king of Babylon have mercy on you.
你们可以在这个地方继续生存。
And you will be able to live here.
神早就知道他们在想什么了。
And God already knew what they were thinking.
因为这些人根本一开始就想去埃及。
Because in the beginning, these men want to move to Egypt.
因为那时候埃及是比较平安的地方。
Because at the time, Egypt was a more peaceful land.
神说你们不要下埃及哦。
But God told them, do not go down to Egypt.
你们留在这个地方。
Stay here. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon.
没有什么好怕的, 我跟你们同在了,
you do not need to be afraid because I will be with you.
哇,
so God answered them clearly. And they should listen to God. Because they relied on God.
心里面有没有依靠神,我们不知道,至少他们有来求问神嘛?
It's difficult to say if their hearts relied on God, but they did come and ask God. So the appearance is that they want to rely on God.
他们没有依靠神吗?
But did they not rely on God?
我们看43章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 43, verse 1.
耶利米向众百姓说完耶和华他们神的话, 就是耶和华他们神猜他去所说的一切话, 第二节,
Verse 2.
何塞亚的儿子亚撒利亚和加利亚的儿子约翰难并一切狂傲的人就对耶利米说, 你说谎话, 耶和华我们的神并没有差遣你来说, 你们不可以进入埃及在那里寄居。 搞了半天, 他们只是要神来背书了。
So they spent all this time, and yet they didn't even obey God's answer.
他们根本不愿意的。
They were not willing.
神告诉他们,
God told them, do not go to the land of Egypt.
跟他们所想的不同啊。
It was different from what they were thinking.
他们说你说谎。
But they told Jeremiah, you lie.
耶利米先知会说谎吗?
Will the prophet Jeremiah lie to them?
耶利米一开始就没有说过谎, 所以犹大国才会灭亡。
It is because Jeremiah told the truth that the kingdom of Israel was destroyed.
他们不知道吗?
Did they not know?
耶利米说谎, 他们会找耶利米吗?
If Jeremiah spoke falsely, would they have looked for him in the beginning?
当耶利米将神的话说出来以后,
so when Jeremiah gave them God's answer,
这个结局跟他们所要的不同,
when the answer was different than what they wanted,
他们说耶利米说谎。
It's only then that they accused Jeremiah of speaking falsely.
不是耶利米说谎。
It is not because Jeremiah spoke falsely.
他们从头到尾都知道耶利米没有说谎。
They knew from the beginning that Jeremiah spoke truthfully.
只是他们不愿意接受。
It's only because they would not accept the answer.
如果他们认为耶利米说谎, 神没有跟他说话。
So if they believe that Jeremiah would lie to them,
他们就不会把耶利米押走，押到埃及地去了。
They would not have forced Jeremiah to go to Egypt. They knew that God was with Jeremiah. So when they went to Egypt, they captured Jeremiah and took him with them. They believed that if they have God's prophet, everything will be peaceful. He goes, but what use is a prophet?
表面上他们有敬畏，很敬畏神的。表面上好像是这样，他们会求告神。
Outwardly, it looks like they rely on God. They hope that the prophet will be with them.
有什么用？他们不听先知的。
But what's the use? They don't even listen to the prophet.
所以今天我们依靠神。
So today, when we rely on God,
我们求问神,
when we ask from God,
我们还要相信神。
We must believe in God.
当神借着讲道人员，借着祷告，借着很多的事情来感动我们，知道说我们应该怎么做的时候，
When God moves us through our prayers, through our sermons, through the Bible,
纵使我们感动的跟我们想要的不一样，
But the answer that we get is different from what we anticipate.
我们依然要跟着神的脚步走。
We must follow in the footsteps of God.
从以前到现在都一样。
From the past to now and to the future is the same.
所以今天早上，传道啊，胡传道在祷告会的时候跟我们讲，分享一段话。
So in this morning's morning prayer, Pastor Hu shared with us a verse.
我们来看一次。
Let's look at this verse.
希伯来书第11章第6节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
希伯来书第11章第6节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。 因为到神面前的人必须信有神，而且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。这个地方讲得很清楚。So
this verse is very clear.
一个人如果没有信，就不能得到神的喜悦。A
person who is without faith cannot please God.
喜格拉事件为什么可以圆满落幕，是因为他们信。When
when they were able to resolve their problems at Ziklag is because they had believed.
他们信。They
had faith.
所以神喜悦。And
therefore God was pleased.
他们相信神。
They had faith in God.
然后他们相信，他们祈求神会垂听他们的祈求。
And they believe that God will solve their problems.
而且神应许说应许的不会落空。
And they believe that God's promise will always be fulfilled.
这种人可以得到神的喜悦。
This type of person will receive God's, will be pleased by God.
这种人可以得到神的同行。
This person will receive the abidance of God.
从古到今所有人得胜的秘诀都是在这里。
This, from the beginning till now, this is how people who please God.
不管是士师，不管是君王，祭司，先知，门徒都一样。
Regardless of their ministers, whether priests, kings, prophets, or apostles, it's all the same.
他们都是因为对神有信心来完成他们在世界上该做的工。
It's because they have faith and they carried out the work that they needed to do.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So my beloved brethren,
每天都在发生事情。
We will encounter situations in our lives.
我们绝对不会知道下一秒会发生什么事情。
We do not know what will happen the next second.
可是万一我们有一天遇到困难。
But one day when we encounter a problem,
我们绝对要记得。
We must remember.
大卫曾经在洗格拉发生一件事情。
We must remember that the problems that David encountered at Ziklag.
这件事情当中整个事件当中有什么样的情节。
And how they solved the problems.
那我们今天应该选择哪一种方式来处理事情。
So today, and we must remember what method solve the problem.
如果生气可以解决事情。
If our efforts can solve the problem,
那就生气吧。
Then go ahead, be angry.
生气，但是你要记得，生气并不能成就神的义。
So, but remember, to be angry does not necessarily bring about the righteousness of God.
不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
And it will not necessarily but be angry, but you might also commit sin.
我们可以用另一种角度来看这个事情。
We might view this problem through this method.
我们依靠神。
Or we can rely on God.
我们借着神来看这件事情。
Or we can look at the problem through God's eyes.
我们求问神。
We ask God.
我们相信神。
We believe in God.
然后有不一样的结果。
And we will see a different result.
我们来唱诗。
So let us sing hymns.
我们再来唱379首好了。
Let's sing hymn 376.
9, 379.
I'm sorry, 379.